This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day, and alhamdulillah, we're at juz number 25. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His mercy to complete the Qur'an. Juz number 25 begins with the beginning of Surah Ash-Shura, which is the 42nd chapter of the Qur'an. Incidentally, I have a daily tafsir about verse by verse of this surah. It's a foundational surah in the Qur'an. Please go look for it, inshaAllah. If you put hashtag daily tafsir, you'll find it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by warning the people of Mecca and warning those that surround it, meaning Ta'if and other large sections of Arabic culture and society, and then al-Qura and everything around it, and then the rest of humanity about the importance of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying that He chooses whom He wishes to deliver revelation to. And therefore, the choice of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ isn't something that was accidental. It's not out of chaos, but it is out of a choice. Yajtabi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him for a particular purpose. And this is one of the places that we get the nickname of the Prophet ﷺ, Al-Mujtaba. The Prophets all had the same call, and Allah establishes that all of them called to Tawheed, to the singular worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to join anyone in worship with Him, to free ourselves from anything that we have a belief in that is superstitious, that is beyond the belief of the Creator. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that the Sharia, the legal pathways in life, are made different, and what was sent to a previous messenger or prophet may not be the same that was sent to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that should not surprise us. Allah talks about the importance of being a person who consults and asks people for advice, and the name Ashura, the consultation, gets its name from this verse, wa amruhum shura bainahum, that your matter should always have a level of consultation, a consultation that goes also past yourself and society, but also with Allah, which is called Salat al-Istikhara. There's also the importance of al-afw, meaning forbearance and clemency and pardoning the errors and the misjudgments of others, not to be a person that cannot get past something that was done wrong to you in the past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this as being a noble characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is one of the things that will always happen to a prophet. You will have to forgive those who have done things in their past. The next and final section of the surah, Allah speaks about the Qur'an as being something that is formative for the heart, the spirit, and the soul. That there has to be this process where we allow the Qur'an to penetrate into our very being and to shape our character, actions, and dealings. The next chapter is chapter number 43, Surah Az-Zukhruf, which is a little bit past, a quarter way of Juz number 25. And Allah begins the surah once again about the importance of the Qur'an. Once again, this is one of the surahs that is Ha-Mim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Qur'an is the truth, and it's a word and a statement of truth, and it is sent to be as a truth that ends the debate with those who claim worship for other than Allah, for those who have entered into the falsity of deifying other things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about that argument that was put towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we're only following أباؤنا الأولون, our forefathers, our ancestors. We can't leave off this religion that has been practiced by our people, our culture for so many years, just on account of this new revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what good is holding on to something that was wrong if it was done wrong by those who came before you? They may not be as accountable as you are because they were not sent a messenger, but now you have heard the truth. Allah also determines each and every one of our shares in life. And Allah speaks about this, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who determined our share, our section of prosperity in life. So therefore, don't have jealousy towards other people, and don't be proud and assume that you're the one who has brought everything into being for yourself. Both of them are issues of negligence and extreme behavior in that which is disliked by Allah. Allah also speaks to us about being on guard against evil, in particular the evil of bad company and bad friendship, and those who are going to lead us astray before the day comes where we now regret it. Allah gives the example of Pharaoh in this surah, who believed that his kingdom, that his wealth, that his authority was something that was a sign of his correctness, his righteousness, that if I didn't have this, then maybe you had a claim against me. But look, Mulku Misr, all the kingdom of Egypt belongs to me. Don't you see who I am? And that was used as evidence for him in his shallow mind that he was preferred by God, or in his mind, wal'iyadu billah, the deities. Allah then speaks about friendship once again and says that those who advise you, because Pharaoh had bad advisors, Pharaoh had people who kept leading him along because of their vested interests. Allah speaks to us and speaks to our ummah about verifying our friendship and building it on taqwa. Allah also ends the surah by mentioning the tragedy of the Day of Judgment, and that the people who enter hell are going to call out to its guardian, its chief guardian, Malik. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. O Malik, O angel Malik, ask your Lord to put an end to us. We can't take this anymore. قَالَ and he will respond, and the Prophet says, after 1,000 years, وسلم, he will respond, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You're going to remain in it for eternity. The next chapter is Surah Al-Dukhan, and it speaks about the blessing of the revelation of the Qur'an. It was revealed in a blessed month, on a blessed night, to a blessed Nabi, and it is a blessed revelation and blessed book. So therefore, ask yourself, what of the blessing of the Qur'an have you used in your life? Allah speaks about life as being one that can lead you, if you follow your desires and your vain desires, your hawa, it will lead you into sin, it will lead you into play and distraction away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, be on guard against the inner workings of your soul. Arrogance is used as a theme in the surah that it destroys, and it destroyed people who came before us, like Pharaoh, who's given as an example. And these were examples given to the people of Quraysh not to rebel against the word of God. The end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the punishment of the people in Jahannam and the reward of the people in Jannah. And of the most moving sections is around the 40s in this surah. Allah says, "Inna shajarat al-zakum, ta'amul athim, kalmuhli yaghli fil butun." The tree that will be consumed of the people in hell is al-zakum. Tal'uha ka'annahu ru'usu shayateen. Its fruits are full of thorns like the head of the devils. The final surah of the chapter of this juz number 25, is surah number 45, Al-Jathiya, meaning to be brought down on your knees in humiliation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His power, His omnipotence, His strength, and about the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything that is in between, what we know of and what we will never know of until He informs us or we're able to see it in the next realm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the danger of being boastful and being arrogant. You could see this is a theme in the last three surahs. Allah speaks about what is it that hinders us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we desire to fulfill our lustful leanings rather than submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of the hindrances from your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bad company. Al-akhillau ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. On the Day of Judgment, those who are going to be the worst enemies on the Day of Judgment are those who were best friends in the dunya, except those who were best friends in piety and in righteous conduct. And therefore, there's a warning not to mock the Qur'an, to be from those who attach yourself to the Qur'an and to reflect upon its revelation. The surah continues where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is an enormous blessing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting those who return back from sin and push away against sin, and that following our vain desires is only going to lead us further away from Allah, and we have to combat the inner problems within our soul. The surah ends with a description of the people of heaven and the people of hell, and what it is that is necessary to be from the people of heaven and to be distant from the people of hell. That this book is a statement of truth. The Quran is a statement of revelation. That all praise is due to Allah, the Almighty, the Wise. And that we are to stay away from the signs of disbelief, of arrogance and sinfulness and lying and treachery, laughing and mocking the verses of Allah. To take note of the wrongdoers who are attached to us in our life and so on. And to desire Allah, not to desire other than Him. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses your days and nights. This was another daily tafsir with your brother Yahya Ibrahim, a juz a day, and this was juz number 25. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.